Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Boucher with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. We go to Delhi, and a comment by our colleague Nitin Gokhale, an independent security analyst, to help us understand a confrontation in the high Himalayas, extremely challenging terrain and climate. However, the report most recently from CNBC is that the People's Republic of China, having invaded Indian territory, having brutalized Indian security forces and enlarging the encampment of Chinese authorities for what's coming to be 2 years, is now building a bridge across a lake in Ladakh on the Himalayan border with India. This is condemned by the Delhi government as an illegal construction. Nitin, a very good day to you. This bridge is not being done in secret. The Chinese want everybody to know about this. Where is Ladakh? What kind of lake? And why are the Chinese building a bridge over a lake? Good day to you, Nitin.
Good day, John. Good day, Gordon. Yes, Ladakh is the northwestern part of India, bordering the Himalayas with Tibet, which is occupied by China. And it has been a scene of confrontation for more than 2 years now, since May 2020. In fact, this month, 2 years ago, there was a bloody clash between the Chinese and the Indian military, resulting in 20 Indian casualties and unspecified number of Chinese killed. So that's where the lake called Pangong Lake or Pangong So. So is a lake in Ladakhi and Tibet. That's where the Chinese are trying to build, completed the bridge over that lake, which is about 130 kilometers long, three-fourths of which is in Ladakh, in Tibet rather, and one-fourth in India. Now, the bridge is meant to improve logistics for the Chinese because they were outwitted and outmaneuvered by India in August 2020, when India occupied some of the unoccupied peaks and surprised the Chinese and forced them to come for negotiations. That's why this bridge, where they can reinforce their troops in this area. But India is aware of it, and India has got countermeasures ready and already in place. And the next round of talks between core commanders on this issue is likely to take place next week. Gordon?
Nitin, what the Chinese can build, the Indians can destroy. Does India have the ability to take down this bridge in the event of hostilities?
Oh, very easily. Because one, it is out in the open. It is not very far from the nearest air base that India has in Leh, which is capital of Ladakh. And even standoff missiles or even shoulder-fired missiles can take down that bridge. So India is not overly worried about this bridge itself. But as you are aware, more than anybody else, it's all professionals always discuss logistics while amateurs talk about strategy and tactics. So both sides in the past 2 years have improved their logistics on this border. And India actually surprised China by the speed of its response to the aggression that the Chinese unleashed in May 2020. That's what really resulted in a stalemate. The Chinese thought it was going to be a cakewalk, but it hasn't happened. And an outright victory has been denied to the Chinese, which is equivalent to a defeat for a size force that is five times the size of the Indian forces. So that's where the stalemate is today. And it can be easily destroyed, the bridge, if it's required.
Nitin, this 2 years now, what have we learned about the Chinese ambition, their plans? We've seen China act in a similar fashion, analogously, on the ocean, taking a piece of something and seeing whether there's a response. I'm thinking of the Scarborough Shoals, part of the Philippines, that the Chinese claimed and waited to see if there was a response. There was. They were condemned for it, and there have been sharp words since then, and they haven't moved any farther. Is that what this original intention was 2 years ago, or is there some strategic value for this area of India that China is exploiting, or is it just testing Mr. Modi? Those are the choices for me.
I think, yes, I think the last choice is the obvious target that the Chinese had. They wanted to bring down Mr. Modi a notch or two because he is seen as a very powerful leader, having won second consecutive landslide victory in general elections, and was standing up to the Chinese in many ways. And therefore, they wanted to kind of humiliate him like they did with Nehru in 1962. But they underestimated the resolve and the changed circumstances, as well as the capability of the Indian military, which showed them their place. So despite the initial surprise, the Indian military has pushed back the Chinese, stood firm. And now the Chinese don't know anything that they would do to change the situation, the status quo. I sort of always describe the Chinese as good at what we call set pieces, if you understand the football analogy, taking a penalty kick or a free kick. But when the opposite side starts dribbling, that is making unexpected moves, the Chinese don't know what to do and how to react. That's what has happened in Ladakh.
Gordon, you have a question.
Nitin, apart from Ladakh, there have been Chinese incursions into Indian-controlled territory. If you could describe what's been going on recently in other areas, because as you mentioned, the Chinese are good at attacking, but they're not very good at the counteroffense, which inevitably occurs. So how has this been playing out in other areas in the Himalayas?
So you're right. I mean, they have tried this tactic in 2017 in Dolom at the trijunction of Sikkim, Bhutan and Tibet, but didn't succeed there. Then they're now trying to build what they call prosperity villages along the line of actual control with India and Arunachal Pradesh. And in areas which have been under Chinese control for nearly 60 years now, since 1962, they're building these villages which are mostly empty, but can be put to dual use in case of hostilities, like military and civil both. So those things India is aware of, and India is actually matching, even if belatedly, the infrastructure building and capability development, which I think the Chinese have miscalculated. In that one tactical action in Ladakh in 2020, the Chinese have actually lost India strategically. Its people, 1.4 billion people, have become the enemies of China. The military has got re-energized, and the political leadership has got its mojo back as far as dealing with China is concerned. So in a way, the Chinese have lost the plot, if you ask me, in these last 2 years.
How this is reported to the Indian people is a concern, Nitin. Is this a regular theme on the television and in the newspapers that China has threatened India and India defends itself, but that China is again possible to threaten us? Do they talk about that a lot, or is it a forgotten issue from 2 years ago?
No, it is not a forgotten issue because it is not yet completely resolved in Ladakh. And there is a constant stream of actions that the Indian government is taking in non-military fields, such as banning the Huawei and ZTE from participating in the 5G auctions in India. Some of the apps, Chinese apps, being banned, and greater scrutiny for Chinese companies trying to invest in India. All this keeps the China question or the China challenge on the front burner in the Indian mind and in the Indian public discourse, really. So in a way, as I said, it wasn't a case till 2020. The Indians were obsessed with Pakistan overly obsessed, I would say. But now the tide has turned in looking at China as a greater challenge and a potential adversary who will try and bring down India.
Nitin Gokhale is an independent security analyst in Delhi. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.